You know. Mayor, that's beautiful. That's just that was just a beautiful word.
Yes.
The glory of God.
Glory.
Ha.
You know, when we have all, Jesus Christ gave us all the rights and privileges that he has.
Yes.
As he is, so are we in this world.
Amen.
It doesn't always look like it. And on the radio, the last broadcast the Lord had me doing, he had me talking about focus. When you have a problem, your problem is next to you. It can look bigger to you than God. But you know what the word says. And when you study his word, you know it in your heart. And then your mind has to catch up. When things aren't moving along, praise and worship will help you see God as he is.
Amen.
And then your problem will shrink.
Amen. Come on. Ooh, that's good.
And you, God will be bigger to you, and your problem will be small to you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Sometimes every believer, from the moment you first believe on Jesus, you have all the rights and privileges that Jesus has. You can go to God's throne and make your petitions boldly. And the word of God declares it to us. And when you know, a person that just gets saved, they may lack experience. They may not have known these things before. But he's been given all the rights and privileges. Jesus said, it's the Father's pleasure to give you the whole kingdom, all of it.
Thank you.
Now, the word of God helps us receive what's ours. It's already
Amen.
Ours. Praise and worship. It changes everything. Because it strengthens your focus.
Yes.
Amen.
And you see what God has given you.
Amen.
And you don't, this is a grace. And to help us with it, the Holy Spirit, the spirit of supplication. He helps us pray.
Amen.
Our power and strength is in yielding to him. He's going to reveal to you what's yours. And it'll be real to you. All the things that God has given will be real to you. And you'll walk in it and you will conquer.
Own it.
And you will not fail.
Come on. Amen. Come on.
There is no failure.
Hallelujah.
In God.
Thank you. Ooh,
though we may fail, we can learn how to not fail. When I fail, I say, Lord, show me where I missed it.
Yes.
Jesus.
And that's how you learn.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
What happened today, you're going to live forever.
Yes. Thank you.
Whatever happens today, you can go back and ask the Lord why it happened. What can I do next time?
Thank you.
How can I not fail again? These are the questions that I always, and I learned. The Lord he loves us.
Yes.
He's patient.
Yes.
He knew that there would be failures. Mm-hmm. It's not the end of the road.
Thank you,
but when you believe on him, you can learn and receive all the things that Jesus received in your life.
Yes.
And praise and worship is it works as supplication.
Mm.
Because you're praising God. You begin to see what God gave you. You're declaring in worship what the Lord has already given you.
Thank you.
Yes,
and it
yes,
works.
Yes.
It works.
Yes.
It works every time. Now, the Holy Spirit helps us to pray. Jesus gave us a model prayer, and Ray touched on it this morning. I'll start in the middle of this paragraph.
Okay, Apostle, tell them where you are and what you're doing.
This is page 108. A little girl was heartbroken.
And what's your subject?
Yeah.
Spirit of supplication.
Spirit of supplication.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. A little girl was heartbroken because she felt her daddy made a mistake.
Uh-huh.
She didn't think adults made mistakes in her mind. That's how she thought. So she asked her daddy, why do adults make mistakes? Her daddy replied kindly, I guess so children can forgive them. Her face brightened. And with a smile of relief, she threw her arms around her daddy and cried, I forgive you. If no one ever offended us, we would never know the joy of forgiveness.
That's good, brother.
There is a great power in forgiving others.
Mm-hmm.
This was one of the requirements to receiving answered prayer. He said, Jesus said, while you're praying, forgive all who have offended you. Then your Father will forgive you. Sometimes people have the faith and no doubt, but they have a grudge.
Yes, that's good.
God has forgiven us of millions of sins in the course of our lives.
Oh, hallelujah.
All of them. Yes. And he won't throw it in your face, and he's willing to forget about it. So, First Peter teaches us to relay the same kind of love to others. Forgive other people. And this is very important. This is foundational.
Right.
You can't go any further without this. So in supplication, she's dealing with some foundational things. Mm-hmm. We must extend the forgiveness we have personally received from God to those who trespassed against us. For if we do not forgive, the scriptures teach that our Heavenly Father will not forgive us. God can give us a forgiving spirit that will not harbor resentment against another. Understanding that we are all imperfect and that we desperately need forgiveness ourselves, help us to forgive others. Mm-hmm. That was one of the firemen told me something that happened. He had cancer and his insurance got tangled up. Something was not flowing right and things weren't moving along. And he asked the Lord, why? And he said, you got to forgive your daughter's mother. So he went to her and he forgave her and asked her to forgive him. And she wasn't as willing to forgive him, you know, according to what he told me, but he forgave her. And everything from that moment changed. Not only did the insurance problems get fixed, but he was 100% cured of cancer. And he had gray hair before. And his hair grew back black.
Glory to God. Woo-hoo! Woo! What do you do?
That's the power of forgiveness.
Thank you.
Remember, every situation, heaven has a court. Satan will accuse you in heaven's court if there's something out of place. So forgiveness is very important and vital to the next step of progress. And she brought it back to us. I'm glad she did. Because from there we can go forward. She said, finally Jesus ended this model prayer by acknowledging God's eternal power and glory. And as we ascribe to God the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever, we gain eternal perspective from which God views all life. He is God, and we are His children who are destined to worship Him throughout eternity. And I love worshiping God.
Amen.
It's not a duty to me. It's not a labor. Studying the Word is not a labor. Praying in the Holy Spirit, worship, those are privileges.
Amen.
I've seen people say, I guess I'll go pray. They act like they're about to go stack bricks. To me,
we're going to have to pray. Like, that's just like the last resort.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first and most important thing, that you go into the situation, into the circumstances.
Mm-hmm. I want my God's voice to be loud to me. I love when He teaches me things. I love it when He comes to me with a teaching. He's preparing me for the next phase or whatever.
It's like this. That's good.
And I rejoice. The Lord, when you're receptive and rejoice in His presence, that delights the Lord, and the Lord can relate to you. But when you look at your problems and situations, and that can steal your attention away from God. And it causes worry and fear and doubt and unbelief and all forms of misery.
Yeah.
But when you look at the Lord and what He's saying, Jesus said, if your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. If your eye be single, if you're looking at God, if you're observing His word, governing your life by His word, your whole body will be full of light. Now, when that happens, some good things follow. You see God. He's big in your life. And you have clarity in your vision. You see everything as it is. You see where you can tell when people are deceived by their words. You can tell when people are strong. You can tell when they're weak. When I first got called to the ministry, the enemy launched a temptation campaign against me.
Ah, glory to God!
And it didn't work. And I didn't know how to conquer it, but it didn't matter. I praised God. I conquered it through what I knew at the time, praise and worship. And I didn't know how, but I learned something. There were so many people Satan had placed in their life, and I saw it for what it was.
Yeah.
Now, in the same year, I got called to the ministry in 87, spring of 87. And then I preached my first sermon in November. But something happened, you know, I almost got in a fight, and I learned how to love people. And the Lord helped me conquer all forms of temptation and problems through loving people. When you love people, it changes. That's the heart of it. If you love man, you love God. And when you love God, the love of God casts out all forms of fear. And the Lord taught me how to love his people, just like I asked him to. Before all this happened, I was focusing on not sinning. I was focusing on doing what's right. And that took a lot of energy. When you believe on Jesus Christ, your heart wants to know God. You have a brand new spirit. You have a brand new heart. It's looking to God. It wants to know God. Your mind has to be renewed. And while my mind was not as renewed, I was focusing on doing what was right, and the enemy was tempting me. So I remember how you had to do warfare as you tried to grow. You grow a little bit, and you had to continue to do warfare. But the way God designed this thing to work, you got a brand new heart. If you fill your heart with God's word, you'll have his concepts, his perspectives, his strength in real time, and it'll renew your mind. And now you'll conquer your problems. You'll win your warfare. And now you can focus on him and learn from him. I said, Lord, how long do I fight? He said, fight till you win and live in victory.
Glory to God.
Now, the part, live in victory, that was a new concept at the time, because most people were focusing on their struggles and winning and not sinning. Not sinning don't make you righteous. Not doing wrong don't make you righteous. The blood of Jesus is the only reason we're righteous.
Amen.
That's why we're righteous. And because we were made righteous, we have no desire for the sin from the heart. So we fill our heart with the word of God. That's just like buying a brand new supercomputer and downloading everything you want on it. Now it's useful. But if you buy a brand new computer and don't put anything on it, it's not useful. But it's good. A man is saved if he, once he has a new spirit, he has to fill it with God's word. Then you can live and have God's concepts in your life. And you'll see, anytime you have the love of God, you have his light. You can see everything in this room because of the light. You can see everything as it is because of the love of God. So if you love others, the more you love, the more you live. The more you love, the more you want to serve. You want to be a blessing. You want to help people. That love of God wants to do something. The love of God is not lazy.
Come on now. Come on.
The love of God is not slothful.
Come on now.
It wants to do something.
That's it. That's
when they got beat, because, you know, when they got thrown in prison and beaten, and they were worshiping God. Because they were worthy to suffer for his name.
Mm.
The love of God wants to do something.
Yes.
And they never,
in spite of it,
they didn't get enough forgiveness.
No.
They didn't wish any danger on the people.
I don't want to serve God. This is too hard. They didn't quit.
Even in the courts, they honored the kings and they honored the people anyway.
Yeah.
They're enemies.
Even 2,000 years after all that, 2,000 years later, that's still such a radical approach.
Yeah.
Because when someone cuts me off in traffic,
mm-hmm.
I am blessing them, or if they get an attitude with me, I'm blessing them right back, man, sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But to watch these guys get beat and flogged and, mm-hmm. and they're in prison singing and praising the
worshiping
Lord,
God.
Man, it's
see,
like, okay, can I have some of that?
Yeah, when we fill our heart with the word of God, you see their condition.
Yeah.
They're going to fall off the earth without our help.
That's right. Without our help.
They're not going to make it. without our help. So when people cross me, I pray for them. I tell Satan that he can't use them. And when you see people's condition, you have compassion for them. Yeah. And you have the same compassion that Jesus had when he won that. He won his battle in the Garden of Gethsemane. And he went to the cross in courage and faith and determination. He was determined to die for us. He laid his whole life down. He let every stripe he took on for our healing. He had the mastery while they were killing him. And he laid his life down, and he raised it back up and us with it.
Glory! Hallelujah!
There was a devotional that I read out of the Ray Comfort's Evidence Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And it talked about how those two other prisoners on the Skull Mountain, they were fighting and spitting when the Romans were getting their arms and stretching them out. But Jesus, it's like they're literally
his life. No.
He's bloodied and battered beyond all recognition. Mm-hmm. He puts his hand out there.
Yeah.
And he didn't spit when they nailed that first spike into his hands. And it's like,
and he did it for us.
That's the spirit he got in us, man. It's like,
so we lay our life down the same way. If we're dead to sin, we're dead to sin. We lay our life down, and our prayers are very much so. We pray for people.
Yes.
We pray things through. Yes. We break yokes. We see things as it is. If we see him, we have a revelation of truth.
Yes.
And we know how to pray. And people will do you wrong.
Yes, they do.
But you can tell Satan to stop, and they won't be able to do what they're doing. And then you can pray for their understanding.
Glory.
You can love them in spite of what they're doing. And then they're not a threat. I learned something by loving people and going in God's presence. I learned that I can master my own emotions. Just like you take a remote and you change the channel on the television. Now this is not something I just learned about it. I can change my emotions the way I want them to be. Just as easy as I change the channel on the TV. And you have the mastery. The Word of God gives you God's strength. You have God's strength.
That's God's strength.
You have God's insight.
Yeah.
By the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And you govern your life the same way. And when you do the work of the ministry, the Lord give you whatever anointing he give you, you have his ability to do whatever you're doing. And you don't have to depend on, we're complete in him. We don't do good works to be successful. We do good works because we've been made successful. We're complete in him. In our relationship, we don't need anybody to complete us. We're complete in him. So we bring strength and health to the relationship. The concepts of God are much higher and greater. And the Holy Spirit helps us pray things through the grace of supplication. He helps us see what he see. And when we see what he see, we have the strength we need. And we don't quit. I know we're out of time. This is fun. God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. As we pay more attention to him, we can do all things. We can do what he does. It doesn't matter where we're at. When things aren't moving, we can praise God and He'll supply us with whatever we need, even other people to help us do it.
That's right, Brother Thurston. Other people, mm-hmm. like he did in Second Chronicles 20,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we have the word down in us, and then we know how to court it.
Yeah.
Because we done got seasoned.
Right.
We all we got to do is court it.
Did you know, as long as your faith is on, the Lord knows what needs to happen. He has to do it legally through faith.
That's right.
If you can't believe him for it, but your faith is on, you're activating heaven. The Lord will wake somebody up, have them pray in the Holy Spirit. They'll be praying in the Holy Spirit, and he'll honor their faith for you.
Glory to God. And just stay away from the naysayers.
Right.
Because at that time, too, you know how the naysayers try to come, or even just people in your realm of influence that you live with on a daily basis.
Yeah.
You know, if you talk in faith, and they see the situation and the circumstances you're in, oh, that can't happen.
Got it.
Because this what this law says. This country, you know, they different from us. But God, child.
Our God is over there. Our God is resourceful. Yeah. Pastor Lynn Lawson said that a long time ago. He said, in an emergency, always believe. He said, you can have faith today, and I can honor your faith that you have today, yesterday.
My God.
He can see through
Mighty
time.
Mighty is our God.
He needed a certain amount of money and believed God for it. He went to the mailbox. Uh-huh. He had just prayed for it, and it was he had the money right then. And that's when the Lord said, I can honor your faith yesterday. Because it took time for that mail to get to when he needed it.
Yeah.
I don't forget things. I always look to God. He can do all things, and we can do all things through him.
Yeah.
All right, we out of time. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for the light that you give us. I thank you for all forms of blessings. And Lord, I pray that you'll help us to do all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name. I pray for revival. Help us to do all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.